Hi, you guys. I'm talking to the guys at Kind of Epic Show, and I'm going to be at Horror Hound in Indianapolis, so come in and join us if you dare. I mean, it should be fun.
Hi, Lance. This is Gabe. Good. Thank you so much for that. Sorry about the little technical delay there. we're really up.
It's free. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, no. Thank you so much for your time. We're hoping not to take up too much of it today, but essentially, we just wanted to promote as much as possible your appearance here in Indianapolis. Hopefully get this up today or as soon as possible so that we can really promote you and Horror Hound Weekend. And also, just talk about what you're working on right now. I mean, you've got a lot, it looks like, in terms of voice acting. And even, I think the first thing we wanted to open with is just how excited we are to see that you're reprising your role as Bishop in Alien Colonial Marines.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty fun. I just did it recently, another session. It's a long haul because these guys, you know, they work for a couple of years before I even see it, you know, before I even see what's going on. And, it's fun, man. It's fun.
What was it like? I mean, because it isn't the first time that you had a chance to kind of revisit the role or at least revisit the franchise, having done AVP just a few years back. Do you have anything sitting on the back burner? Like, what do you do to go back to a character that you've had a chance to revisit in the franchise?
You know what? It really ends up being in the blood. I mean, I'm not making any puns, but it really is in the blood. I've done so much of it. It has actually bought me about three houses, so it's over the years, you know, that kind of thing. And it's automatic. I mean, and they're really fans of it to the point where they do really good writing with it, you know. So they know, they kind of know what the measure of this thing is, you know. So that's the fun part.
And one of the other things that I was tempted to kind of ask in that quick way, because you started off working with Now Who is, it's hard, the great title to have is the most prolific or the most box office ever for a director or for a producer, but to start it off with James Cameron and Piranha and all these things, and had to have done the Terminator franchise and then of course Aliens as well. What's it like to work on a project with John, and what could you ever imagine revisiting even the the Piranha franchise as well? We kind of joked that's something that it had gotten a little bit of extra life or some new legs in it as well.
You know what's really funny? You nobody has a crystal ball, so you don't know where it's all gonna go ever. You know, I've done quite a few films, and you don't really have an idea what the future is for them, or if it's gonna resonate, all that kind of thing. And so for this to happen, that Aliens has lasted so long. I mean, all of the ancillary things with Aliens, like the Colonial Marines, or and it leads in other directions, like, you know, other games that I've done. And the ironic part is I'm standing in a very sterile booth with a pair of headphones on and trying to live up to what they wrote. And it's just like, in a way, there's so much of it that it ends up being like part of my life, you know, in all forms. It's pretty funny, man.
Interested in some of the other voice work that you're doing right now as well. Probably the two biggest titles that I think have a lot of interest to our readers, our viewers as well, is obviously Mass Effect, where you have brought again another, I think, really incredible science fiction story to life, and you're playing Colonel Hackett in that. And curious, they're also seeing there's a film adaptation coming. Any chance we might see you on the big screen reprising your role?
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, hack it out. I'll be there.
Well, I think a lot of our fans would like to see it. But how did that come about? How did you get involved with BioWare? And
I have no idea. You know, they called me out of the blue. You know, a lot of what happens in my life is kind of a kiss in the dark. You don't know who, what, why, where, when, or how. these things come along, but they obviously, people have you in mind, and then they, at the right moment, they spring it on you, you know. So yeah, I just have to be flexible. It's like being a boxer. You have to train all the time, because you don't know when you're going to get an opportunity, and so you're ready. You know, you're always ready, and that's kind of the feeling I've got.
The other, I think, in the past year, the other voice that we've saw a lot of interest in was that you were part of every episode of The Legend of Korra, the new season or the new take on the Avatar franchise. And just kind of curious, is that something you think that you would also be maybe revisiting in the new year? It's kind of ambiguous as to whether your character survives or didn't survive. Or
I know. No, I don't know. I have no idea.
It's also ambiguous as whether your character has a name other than the lieutenant.
Like, I don't think he even has a name, to be honest. But I did Tron as well, and I've done, you know, I've just, the voice thing, I don't know how that happened, because I certainly wasn't heading out to do any of that stuff. You know, I mean, I just never thought of it. And then suddenly, after a few jobs that were thrown my way, It kind of caught on, and I've been busy with it all, and I enjoy it. I really do, because you know, you have to create it out of whole cloth. There's nothing more for you to do than to go along with the imaginary part of what they're doing, because you don't really see anything. You're literally taking directions from a director, and he's trying to explain it, and then you get on different riffs to do it. You know, and I enjoy that. I mean, I like the challenge, that's for sure. I think Hackett was probably one of the really dignified characters that I've done with that, where Hackett has a view of the world that's, you know, he's fighting things from every direction, coming at him from every direction, and he has to remain even, an even keel. And there's a lot of dignity in that character.
I like it when you're able to inject a little bit of humor into those situations as well, because with a script like you would have from BioWare or some of the other games where you've done, where you kind of have that adaptive interface where it's a different response. If one thing happens, it's a different response if another, and leaving it up to the player, it's kind of interesting. How do you approach that when you're given that script where the story isn't necessarily just one linear thing, where it's you've got a couple of different options when you have to play it?
Oh, I know. that one, you could really make a lot of mistakes doing it. You know, they guide you, but still, you have to stay loose and try to put yourself into that game. You know, it's fun. It really is fun.
I was going to say, the other thing is that we've talked a lot about some really interesting genre stories. I mean, a lot of really interesting science fiction for people who are fans. I mean, everything from Tron to Aliens to the Mass Effect franchise here. And the same could be said of horror. I mean, I threw it out there earlier. I mean, everything from Piranha, and then, of course, you can still say the horror elements that are there in Aliens and in the Terminator franchise. What is it? Do you feel drawn to any like genre pieces, like whether it's horror or science fiction? Is there anything about those genres that makes you interested or makes you pursue them as an actor?
Well, you know what? It really depends on the people involved. We have a movie that's going to be shown at Horror Hound, and it's called It's in the Blood, and these were a couple of young writers and actors and director that was really their first project coming off the starting line. Mm. And they were so they were willing to risk, and whenever I approach anybody and about a project and they're willing to risk something, then that gives me freedom. That means that together we'll conspire to do this thing, and a lot of good stuff happened as a result. I mean, it that film is resonating all over the place, and they've got distribution now, and it started out, you know, in the woods in Texas, outside of Austin, and it was we improvised a lot of that movie to the point where the script is about probably 60%, and the improvised stuff is the rest, which is quite a great percentage. And it was a great adventure. And those kind of things, those situations, when I run into them, I get very excited by it because it can be creative. I mean, in a true sense of the word. I mean, I've worked in a lot of big films where they were protecting their material, mm-hmm. you know, so you had to stay exactly with the material. And so that's a different environment than independent films where you're trying out things, you're having an adventure. And I prefer that. I mean, I like big movies. Yeah, that's all fine. But the adventure of it is really an important element for me.
So it sounds just like you're able to experiment a lot more if you go through what some people might call a genre picture or an independent movie. Yeah. It's just you're able to be a lot more free in what your story is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because, you know, a lot of the independent films, they don't have the money to throw at big effects or anything like that. So what ends up happening is you have to create, you know, relationships and stuff in the movie that is singularly its own thing. And so, but it will compete with big movies only because it's original. and that's a big deal, you know. Because audiences are very sophisticated, I think. I believe in audiences.
One of the other pieces I think maybe screener at least is coming along and has a lot of interest at Horror Hound this weekend is a film, I can't remember if the title is Lance Henriksen Must Die or Bring Me the Head of Lance Henriksen. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that project.
That's a perfect example of something coming out of nowhere. I mean, it was on the internet and I saw it and it said, a movie's being made called Bring Me the Head of Lance Henriksen. And I said, nobody ever called me. What is this? and I got a hold of the guy who's doing it, Michael Wirth. And I realized, well, Michael and I had worked together before. Mm-hmm. And he came up with such a good idea that he just burst forth with it without thinking and, you know, without getting a hold of me or anything. And I said, Michael, what is it? And the whole thing is improvised. It's Tim Thomerson is in it and a whole bunch of other really good actors. And it has a theme that is really funny and really poignant in a way, in a lot of ways. You know, humor comes out of telling the truth about something that people don't like to talk about, you know, I mean, so so it's amazing. I mean, I didn't know he was going to be there. I had no idea that was going to be there.
That was one of the things that I found. I mean, I just in looking up the Horror Hound stuff, I don't know if he may have canceled or it may not be completely up to date, but that some of the actors, because Near Dark is one of the films, of course, that there's some actors from there in the past associated with Horror Hound.
A lot of my friends are there.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it just was one looking up all the projects, that was one of the things that came to mind, and hopefully it's the case that he's going to be there or that we're going to be able to showcase that, because that's a project we'd definitely love to have on our show as well. that was just such a fun concept.
It will be funny, I promise you. We've shot it all, it's done. You know, and they've been editing it and, you know, and focusing it, so. Yeah, I didn't know that was going to be there. There's a whole bunch of stuff I don't know, man. Hey, not only that, let me just tell you something. I'm doing a comic book for Dark Horse Comics.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's coming out on 12/12/12. That's the release date. And it's a really good comic. Tom Mandrake is doing the art, and Joe Madre and I are working together on the script. And it is turning out unbelievable. So I brought a banner to announce it at the show. So it's going to be fun. It really is.
So now, have you announced the title yet? Or are we allowed to...
The title is To Hell You Ride.
That's sending chills. That sounds great.
Yeah, you're going to be amazed by this thing, man. We've got, you know, we're rolling along. We should have it all done. There's going to be 5 issues, so pretty cool.
All right. Thank you so much, Lance. I mean, that was really all we wanted to do today and get that out there and just hope you have a great time. Thank you so much.
Thanks for backing up that show because it's going to be a good one. There's a lot of good people there. lot of good people are coming.
We're really lucky because we're based out of Indy, and then to be able to showcase something that's right here in town, I mean, that we want to be here for many years to come, that's almost an obligation on our part, because we want to make sure it's going to be here for our fans for many years to come.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care. Bye.